Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 23, which is entitled The Stork. And we refer back to one of our initial teachings and recordings in the beginning of this 40-day challenge when I mentioned that the acronym Elul Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed famously stands for Anila Dodiva Dodi Li. I am for my beloved is for me. That's a phrase from King Solomon's beautiful work of Shir Shirim, of Song of Songs. And it really depicts our relationship with Hashem, that we're working on our relationship with God. But of course, our relationship with Hashem includes the way we treat each other. And thereby, we have a second acronym for the same Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. Ish L'Re'eu U'Matanot L'Evyonim. One person for his friend and gifts to the poor. That's a verse from the book of Esther. And this represents another way of spiritually reconnecting during this month of Elul, which is by helping other people and to be there for our friends and even people that are not our friends. And that is where the stork actually comes in, the chasida. Very, very interestingly, the Torah refers to the stork, this bird, which the Torah tells us is not kosher and therefore forbidden to be eaten. And the stork is referred to as the chasida. But, and the word chasida is from the word chesed, which is kindness. And the great biblical commentator Rashi raises the obvious question, why is the stork called a chasida, which comes from chesed, meaning kindness, if it's something that we don't eat, we're not allowed to eat, right? Rashi says, what's the reason? Because it deals kindly with its friends in respect to food. And that's the reason why it's referred to as a chasida. It gets the name kindness because it deals kindly with its friends. So that would be a perfect reason why it should be kosher. Rambam, one of the great Jewish philosophers, wrote that birds, which the Torah lists as non-kosher, are listed as non-kosher because they display acts of cruelty. And there are other reasons as well, but the stork, which literally draws its name from the kindness that it does with its friends, why is it then not considered kosher? And the commentators answer this question by asking another question. That's what a good teacher, rabbi, always does. Answer a question by asking a question. So Rabbi Schachter explained, my mentor and teacher, that any living thing which expresses kindness only with its friends, bechaverta, as Rashi says, with its friends, is unfit for Jewish consumption. Elul is the time where we get out of ourselves, not only to be connected to Hashem, but to help out other people. And our obligation extends to all people, not just to our friends. And this is something we have to think about during this time of the year. What are we doing to help other people? And it could be somebody that we see on the way to work who's in need. And it could be somebody else that's in some kind of institution that needs help, or someone that you find out is having struggle just making ends meet. What are we doing to alleviate other people's distress? And we have to always start at home. We start with our friends. We start with our family. Charity begins at home, which is, by the way, a Jewish teaching because and I quoted this in the chapter, that aniye ircha kodem, the aniyim, the poor people of your city, they take precedence of the poor people of another city. So you're supposed to, if you have a friend, by the way, a relative, like within your inner circle that is in need, financially, you have technically an obligation to help them before anyone else. But while charity begins at home, it doesn't end at home. We're supposed to look beyond our own circles, help others on the outside. And there's a lot of needs these days. We have institutional needs where our own synagogues or community centers or places like at MGE that are reaching out and trying to bring in less connected Jews. Just a little plug, Rosh Hashanah is literally a week away, a week and a day away. Oh, actually from tonight, please God. And it's a wonderful, wonderful time to bring in individuals that are not connected, that are unaffiliated. This is incredibly important, especially now since October 7th. Lots of young and less affiliated Jews have come out of the woodwork. This is a great time to bring people in. If anybody knows anyone, you want to refer to anyone to our services. We're having high holiday services and socials and kiddushes and meals, uptown, downtown. But it's also an opportunity to support the important work we're doing. And I really, really appreciate all of the sponsors. And we could use more sponsors. All of the monies that we raise on this chat for sponsorships goes towards our important and critical Jewish outreach and educational work. And of course, our brothers and sisters in Israel, there are a lot of people out of work in Israel because they are serving in Miluim. And there are a lot of businesses that are put on hold. There are reservists fighting in Gaza. And there are a lot of widows, unfortunately. I'm going to post our link that anyone who wants to make a donation to MGE, whether you want to sponsor a day or not, or a wonderful organization called Widows for Warriors. My friend Moshe Rothschild started in Israel, which is helping women that have lost husbands. There are hundreds, unfortunately, hundreds of widows and orphans in Israel since the beginning of this war, and we have responsibility to take care of them. Ish l're'eyu u'matanot le'avyonim, one man for his friend and gifts to the poor. This is the time to increase our charity and to help as much as we possibly can with our hands in terms of doing chesed and kindness to other people, and with our wallets in terms of supporting important causes. Have a great day.